Goody. Get out of here, these little flies. Ooh. Okay. What's goody? I was rudely interrupted by one of Lord's insects. So, first off, let's be thankful for the men and the women who are now comfortable with speaking up. And when I say speaking up, those who are no longer holding in thoughts, feelings, worry, and anger that is making y'all sick as shit. Because it's too many of us out here comfortable with silent suffering to help nobody. You're not helping yourself. You're not helping your kids. You're not helping your parents. You're not helping the people you're in relationships with to grow and be better if you're not speaking up and letting that out, okay? A lot of the stress and the diseases that start to form in our body are helped and pushed by stress and suffering and anxiety and acting like we don't need help. And the truth is, we all need help. The truth is, someone is emotionally suffering that's smiling. Someone's emotionally suffering that's being successful. Someone's emotionally suffering that's abusing alcohol, drugs, overspending. People have real phobias. People deal with depression and don't seek help. And that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about how is silent suffering helping you? Welcome to She Gets a Pod. Now, I'm not saying to unpack all of your shit on one person because they're your friend, or unpack all of your shit on one person because that's who you married, or unpack all of your shit on your kids because they're so wise and full of wisdom. Even for me, growing up, I had a very sick mom. My parents were older parents. I had a very sick mom who wasn't expected to live past 1 year of age. And the way that I dealt with her sicknesses or her having strokes or her being in the hospital for months or frequent trips in the back of an ambulance. Yes, I say ambulance. Fight your mom. I had to internally be okay with emergencies. I smiled during the most traumatic of times, and I found comedy in I found comedy or something to smile about in the worst of moments. And that's why I say the greatest comedians have the darkest upbringing or the darkest past. One of my favorite comedians is Richard Pryor. And the way that he was raised and brought up is a way where CPS should have been involved type shit. You know what I'm saying? So do not unpack your shit on people. And I feel like out of helplessness, I felt like as a child, I knew too much as to what was going on with my mom. I saw a lot. I endured a lot. At a very young age, I felt like I was the one that was supposed to protect my mom. I was the one that was supposed to show up for my mom. I was the one that was supposed to take care of my mom. And being the youngest child, that was never my position. Should have never been my position, but I felt a lot of the weight of my mom being in her best health because of what I was exposed to, you know, making sure my mom got her medicine, making sure, you know, today, because my mom lost her sight, I gotta be the adult because my mom doesn't deal with conflict well and she'll shut down. I had to make a lot of decisions for me. Because my mom is not someone that is direct with people when they're wrong. I had to be my parent for a lot of my upbringing. And so, yeah, I chose to write out my thoughts a lot. I didn't go see a therapist until I had my second child. Finding a health group with a lot of our insurance that we get from work is kind of hard, because even though certain doctors are listed under our insurance to see us, depending on the type of insurance, whether it's a PPO, DHMO, they might not want to take it. And to me, that's false advertising. Like, where's the list for people who want to take our coverage? And that's another avenue that people don't want to deal with, while we have to fucking work throughout the day and I gotta call these doctors to see who's taking my coverage that I'm paying for, that I'm gonna have to turn around and do a copay for, and it makes no fucking sense. The American healthcare system is garbage. Whether you're paying for it out of pocket, whether your job insurance is giving it to you for a lower cost, you're still paying for it every fucking check. And to have to go through hoops while you're working to make appointments with doctors, all for them to say, oh, we're not taking that because the doctors want more money up front, is bullshit. But that's a part of it. That's a part of why people don't even try to go to the doctors. That's a part of why people don't even try to go get help for shit, because of the fucking hoops that this government and this healthcare system makes people jump through all to get some help. I think reading books on what you're struggling with is a responsibility on you. Changing your diet before you go for certain drugs that'll change how you think, or change how you eat, or change how your body may work normally, should be had. A lot of people don't want to talk about the shit that they ingest on a daily basis, but that's majority of what's killing people or making people sick or making people think thoughts that they shouldn't be thinking. And this need to help everyone except ourselves is fucking unhealthy. This need that everybody needs to kill people with kindness is bullshit, because you need a boundary. You need to know when to walk away from people and situations and jobs that are getting more out of you than you're getting out of it. And learning how to express yourself verbally, creatively, socially, physically, and emotionally, again, is a personal responsibility. It is no longer on anyone else while you're in your 30s, 40s, and 50s to figure out how to properly talk to people, how to speak up for yourself, how to advocate for your children, how to express what you need to express without putting your hands on people, without breaking things. Stop silent suffering thinking you're becoming a better person by being quiet. I used to think that. And for the longest time, I had to turn off a lot of emotions that I wanted to express in order to get a lot of things done, as if I was some fucking machine and had the ability to do so. You are a human being, so set your limits and relax. And I'll tell you more after these messages. Thank you so much for checking out She Gets It Pod. My name is Shan. I am the creator of this podcast. I've been doing this podcast since March of 2018. Damn. A little dusty. But I appreciate you. If you would like to support this podcast, you can with just a click of your button on your phone, your Android, or your iPhone, okay? You can go to any podcast platform, leave me a review, let me know who you are, because I might want to find you on social media and thank you, and tell me what you think about the show, or you can go to She Gets It Shop. She Gets It Podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones. And the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not help. It's not helping. And it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit in those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show. Get yourself some merch, support me, and there's a link in the podcast notes of every episode where you can donate directly to Red Circle that will support this podcast. Till next time, don't do nothing I want to do. I ain't got no bail money for you. Don't call my phone. Do not DM me, okay? All right, so let's talk about things that may help you release a lot of what you are suffering with or maybe suffering with. Again, I'm not no doctor. I'm not a therapist. Yes, I took sociology in college. I love that class, but that's not what my major is in or my minor, okay? I'm just a girl who has experienced my fair amount of shit in life, and I'm just letting you guys know ways you can release that motherfucking stress, okay? Number one, crying, okay? And I'm not a fan of people crying on the internet and pressing record. Cry in your car, cry in the morning, cry at night, cry in the shower. It's all wet. Nobody knows the difference. Number two, laughing. The way I use laughter to release, and I don't need company, okay? I be laughing so hard by myself. Number three, a self-spa day for men and women. Number four, working out. I think a lot of people are depressed and suffering, and that's what really supports their regimen for working out consistently as they do. But I think sometimes, depending on what you're taking in your body while you're working out, it can be unhealthy. But for the majority, I hope it is healthy that you're running and thinking, that you're lifting weights and thinking, that you're eating healthier while you're going through whatever you're going through mentally. So that's a way to release. Number five, one night a week, take yourself on a date. Number six, consistent walks. Please switch up the times when you do walk. There's a lot of creepy people out here for men and women that will track what you do every fucking day. So please switch it up and get your walk in. Number seven, writing. Writing is such a great way to release a lot of your stress. Number eight, painting. Number nine, traveling. Number 10, day naps. I know a lot of people in their 30s and their 40s that love to take naps, and it really helps them look better skin-wise, and it really helps them release some of that tension. Number 11, daily meditation, okay? I did an episode about meditation, or I'm doing an episode about meditation. I'm really doing these episodes this season and editing them and scheduling them, so to be able to keep track about which one is going to come out first. Girl, I don't know, but you're going to get it. Number 12, take your fucking PTO. Take your PTO. When I tell you that these jobs don't give a fuck about you as an employee number, take your PTO. You don't have to explain to your job why you're taking it. Know the difference between your PTO and life leave. You make an appointment to go to the dentist so your breath doesn't stink and your teeth are clean is life leave. You needing to take a self-mental day, that's life leave. You needing to take PTO because you want to go enjoy the results of your fucking labor, that's PTO, okay? Number 13, experience live music. Number 14, visit family that bring you peace. Heavy on the peace, okay? Number 15, hug one person a day. Number 16, volunteer with kids or the elderly. Find some motherfucking balance in your life. Number 17, go swimming. Number 18, bike riding. Number 19, write down what you're avoiding. Number 20, learn to accept what you can't change. Number 21, adapt to where you are for now until you can change it. Don't wallow in that shit. It's a lot of people wallowing while working, wallowing while driving, wallowing while parenting, wallowing while being in their home that most people cannot afford, with a car in the driveway, their bills able to be paid. Be grateful, bitch. You know how many people are fucking struggling? You know how many people's accounts that I look at on a daily who are driving vehicles that they cannot afford, who have a house that they cannot afford, who are paying $1 towards thousands of dollars of a bill? Do not let people outside fucking fool you to make you think that they have it. People who have 3 cars in their driveway and have to buy groceries and pay utilities and home insurance and have enough money for emergencies, they are fucking stressed the fuck out because they know they are biting off more than they can chew. So be grateful for that little bit that you have. Number 22, focus on what's positive in your life, please. Please. Focus on what's positive in your life, manifest the rest, and pray. Keep the people around you who respect your needs. I'm going to say that one more time. Keep people around you that respect your needs. Putting your needs first is not selfish. It's called self-care. I need people to evolve and shut the fuck up and realize that me extending myself to you whenever it's convenient for you is not good for me. It's not healthy for me. Me being able to tell you no and to give you time to teach you how you can do it yourself is me teaching you how to fish so you don't have to come to me every time you want fish. Bitch. Have your boundaries. It's self-care when you take care of your needs so you can be able to be in the best position to help other people. It's not being selfish. Don't let people who need you all the fucking time tell you, oh, you're being selfish. Oh, you're never around. Or when I call you, you never answer. Cause I don't want to talk to you. This idea that people have to talk to you whenever you want them to talk to you is fucking selfish. This idea that people are so scared to tell people, hey, I didn't answer because I didn't want to talk, is bullshit. Learn to be real with your friends and your family. Learn to tell your boss no. Learn to not be available just because you're not available, period. All right? So please lower your stress. Stop silent suffering. It's not doing you good. It's not doing the people around you that you say you love good. Treat your body well. And to all of those men and women out here making great goals and inventing great things and working on great projects, if your body and your mind is not going to be healthy enough to be around to enjoy the fruits of those thoughts, what the fuck are you doing it for? Every time you go out with your friends, it doesn't have to involve drinking alcohol. When you go out with your boys, it doesn't have to involve passing around a blunt. When you go out to eat, it doesn't have to involve what's going to clog my arteries the most, okay? Y'all have to learn how to catch a natural life high. And a life high is when you're happy, at peace, around people you love and you care about, laughing, talking about what you learned, talking about what's going to make everybody better at that table or in that setting, and just enjoying good music. There is such a thing as a life high. Why the fuck do you have to drink in order to get there? Why do you have to smoke in order to get there? Why do you have to pop a pill in order to get there? Those are personal questions. but handle your business. I hope this episode helps somebody. And if it doesn't help somebody, please pass it along, because bitch, maybe this was not for you. Either way, I appreciate you checking out another episode of She Gets a Pod. Peace.